Arriving for the virtual summit, EU leaders were keeping their thoughts to themselves, ready for a meeting which was meant to be about trade, but which many believed would be dominated by the war in Ukraine.
So we also made very clear that China should, if not support, at least not interfere with our sanctions. We discussed that and also the fact that no European citizen would understand any support to Russia's ability to wage war.
The view in Beijing is more nuanced. As traditional friends and allies of the Russians, they have not supported sanctions against ministers in Moscow. Underlying this summit is the reality of bilateral trade between the EU and China, 10 times bigger than that between China and Russia, and worth hundreds of billions of dollars to both sides every year. These links are so extensive that neither side wants them threatened, but there are some industrialists here in Europe who worry they may be too dependent on Chinese imports, while governments have a new determination to prioritise both dealing with the war in Ukraine and with the human rights situation in China. Some analysts believe that in doing so, ministers are not understanding the strategic view of the government in Beijing.
Well, China is following its own interests, always has been following its own interests. It is one of our biggest mistakes to look at China through the lenses of our interests. And in that perspective, China is only making mistakes. But why should they follow our interests and do what we ask them or even order them to do sometimes? So China is proud enough, self-confident enough to follow its own interests, and that will not change today.
Meaning that if the Europeans want Chinese help to end the war in Ukraine, they need first to persuade them it's in their interests. And so far, that has not happened. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.